Talking with Robin Conway at Leiden on 26 November 73. So you say you actually started at Cambridge?
Yes, I was a graduate, an undergraduate at Cambridge, and then I did my PhD from 1953 to 1956 with Tony Hewish as my supervisor on solar work mainly, which was still actively pursued at Cambridge at that time. That was the period of solar minimum. My thesis was entitled The Study of Radio Frequency Radiation from the Sun and Sunspot Minimum. The technique of variable spacing interferometry was going then. During my time, it blossomed into astrosynthesis. I did some work on the Sun. There are difficulties with the Sun because you just get this experiment set up and you come to winter and you can hardly see the Sun, and the projected spacing become all very small in winter time. That and the fact that the Sun never seemed to be the same for 2 days running put me off it, although I realized that many people this is an attraction.
Although it was solar minimum, it was still pretty active at these low frequencies. Is that what you mean?
I think it would be hardly fair to describe it as pretty active to a solar physicist, but it's not precisely repeatable. At the end of my time, I was given an extra assignment to measure, to use the small aerials which we had then at 500 megahertz, to use them on point sources, discrete sources, because the radio spectrum of sources was then extremely ill understood, and 500 megahertz at that time was a very high frequency. So I did, and became interested in that aspect of it, and have worked on the spectrum of radio sources, and latterly on the polarization of radio sources, and dropped my original interest in the Sun.
But now, you haven't said exactly what you did with the Sun, you said. Was this a continuation, really, of Stanier and
Pat O'Brien.
O'Brien's work?
Was the one who immediately preceded me, yes. Where they actually did a variable spacing synthesis of the Sun by literally moving the aerials. This was sometimes quite hard work physically. They hump the things around the field by several hundred meters.
What were they actually physically?
These usually were aluminium frame jobs with an array of maybe 4 or 6 dipoles on a frame. The whole thing mounted on wheels so that it could be trundled across a field.
And one man could do it with effort?
Well, two men were better. Pat O'Brien assembled a complete two-dimensional synthesis of the Sun in this way.
And that really is the first two-dimensional synthesis of anything, isn't it?
I think so, yes. It was in the days when things like the race will work on absolute limitations and
restoration,
all that work, all that was being done at that time. And I remember we had some quite interesting discussions on the fact that we would have measurements taken along radial lines in the two-dimensional spacing plane rather than at the points of a square grid. And this is the kind of thing that aperture synthesis has more recently had to cope with.
Right, exactly. Except that you weren't doing fast Fourier transforms. Jan Baldwin has described to me how you were using these, I can't remember what they're called now.
The strips. They're somebody's strips.
Somebody's
strips. Yeah, they were very useful, those strips, and exceedingly